Okay, good evening, Shalom Aleichem. Somebody is doing some work in their backyard, and they would like to put up a new shed for storage in their backyard. They want to know whether that shed requires a mezuzah. The shed, a storage room, a storage area. We'll discuss distinctions between these, a garage. Do these areas that are not living spaces require mezuzah? So just to take a step back, what type of room would require mezuzah in general? You have to assume your shed is stable. It's not like flimsy. It's going to fall down in the wind. B, it has a certain size to it. It has to be at least 4 by 4 amos, which is 16 cubit square amos. It's a machlokes achronim. Important to note, if you need 16 total, meaning it could be 8 by 2, or do you need at least 4 by 4 on each side? That's a machlokes achronim. We're generally machmir that if it's like 3 by 7, then we would put a mezuzah in that space. Additionally, it needs to be high enough that it's 10 tefachim. I have a crawl space in my house in one area where we throw a lot of luggage into that space. That space is, it's only 44 inches high. Does that require, but it goes very, very deep. Does that require mezuzah? Yes. Midaraisa. Why? 10 tefachim, I spoke to Rabbi Willig about this. He said you need to be machmir on the definition of 10 tefachim. The most machmir opinion on how many inches 10 tefachim is 32 inches. It's anywhere from 32 to 40 inches. Think about sukkah, you need to have 10 tefachim around. Also, for that to be at least considered a wall. Same idea over here. So your shed needs to be at least 32 inches high, which most likely it will be, and 16 cubit square feet, in total. 4 by 4. If not, 16 in total. So now, does a storage area require a mezuzah? That is a machlokes in the Gemara. That's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Kahana. In the Gemara, Maseches Yuma, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, to Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis, long discussion about what rooms and areas require mezuzah, all coming off the following issue, which is fascinating. For 7 days, the Kohen Gadol would be sequestered because he would have to practice the Avodah every day before Yom Kippur. Where would he be put? He'd be placed in a place called the Lishkas Parhedrin. And no one lived there the rest of the year. Just 7 days a year, a Jew lived there. So does that area require mezuzah since someone's only living there for 7 days? So you get into a lot of issues. It's a Beis HaMikdash, it's not owned by an individual, it's owned by the Jewish people, it's only there for 7 days, they require it. A lot of different issues there. But tangentially, off that topic, that issue, the Gemara discusses a lot of other areas that require mezuzah. There the Gemara says about that individual, that it requires a mezuzah, midrabanan. Why? People shouldn't say that this guy, we're locking him up in jail. So it should look like a home that someone lives in. Therefore, the mezuzah on the door, even though maybe midaraisa doesn't require a mezuzah. How do you paskin this machlokas? You need one, you don't need one. It's machlokas rishonim. The Rambam, most prominently, writes, you don't need a mezuzah in a storage area. The Rambam plays a very prominent role within Psak Halacha. However, the Rif, the Rush, are against the Rambam over here, and they feel that if it's a storage area, you have to put a mezuzah up in this area. The Shulchan Aruch traditionally follows the Rambam. Here he does not. He paskins like the Rif and the Rush, and he writes in Reish Pei Vav, Beis, explicitly that a place like this, a Beis Tevin, Beis Eitzim, places that you store either hay or you store wood, Beis HaBakar, a place where you have animals, they're all chayavin in a mezuzah. Presumably here, you're chayav with a bracha to place the mezuzah on the wall in his storage area. That's not so clear in the later achronim, whether that was fully accepted. Meaning some people feel that what you really should do is, we have a deference to the opinion of the Rambam when it comes to Hilchos Mezuzah. Rabbi Sobolovsky, I remember when I first got married, he has like 4 or 6 shiurim on Hilchos Mezuzah, and he goes through all the issues. So usually when it comes to Psak Halacha, we try to avoid making a bracha where there's a machlokas. For example, the Rambam writes, if that the room that you have does not have a door, right? It has a mezuzah, right? It has the two sides. It has a lintel on top, but it doesn't have a door. No one knows where the Rambam gets this from. Achronim struggle with that. But the Rambam writes, if the room you have doesn't have a door, it doesn't require a mezuzah. Whoa. Whoa. We don't take off your mezuzahs. We keep it. But what should you do when you're putting a mezuzah up in your home? Find a room that has a door. Usually the bedrooms have that. You put it on the outer part of the bedroom. So when you close the door, it's on the outside. You can't see it when you go inside. And that's where you put them. That's where you put it. You make the bracha on that one. And then through that one, you make the bracha on every subsequent one. So that would seem to be the psak over here, that if you have a storage area in your home, then you should put the mezuzah up and make the bracha on something else beforehand, if this is all you have. So that's a fair discussion. There's a further elaborate discussion amongst the Achronim. What are we talking about here? A storage area you go in every day. A storage area you go in once a year, once a month. Rav Heinemann in the Star K, I saw online, he writes, you have to go in once a month. If you go in less than once a month, that's not a storage room. That's less than a storage room. You don't put up a mezuzah. Rav Moshe disagrees. I'm going backwards chronologically. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe Netshuva writes, storage room is a storage room, and regardless of what it is, you should put up a mezuzah in that room, regardless. That seems to be the psak also of the Aruch HaShulchan. I left out. The Aruch HaShulchan writes at the end, quotes the end of Resh Pei Vav. It's a very, very long siman. He quotes a Yerushalmi, which has a case about chultin. Unclear what the word chultin means, but he says it refers to a case where you have you store coal. Like, that's really what a boiler room was back in the day. You literally store coal in that room. So if you're storing something in that room, even if you don't go in, except for once a year, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, you should make a bracha in that room. In many conversations Rabbi Yudin and I have had about this, tell me if I'm misquoting you, that if you don't go in at all, meaning it's just a boiler room, literally. You don't touch anything. You literally listen to the fire code. You don't put anything in there. Then that doesn't require a mezuzah maker hadin because there's nothing else in there, correct? Yes. But if you put chairs in there, you put something else in there in addition to the whatever is in there, the boiler, then it would require a mezuzah, neither a banan, but it would require a mezuzah. So to review, for a shed that fills all these dimensions, a mezuzah would be required. It requires further discussion whether it requires a bracha, without a bracha, probably best without a bracha. A garage, for sure, would need a bracha. Some argue that a garage would need a bracha for an additional reason, is that a garage, in addition to storing like all of our stuff that we don't know where to put, it also serves for many people as a second way to get into a home. So since it's like an entrance to a home, it almost becomes like a sha'ar, some achronim want to argue, and you'd also require mezuzah for that reason as well. So storage would require, if it doesn't, you don't go in at all, and there's nothing in there, then that would not require a mezuzah.